To study the Word of God is a gift. It is a precious gift that God will give us to know Him and feel safe and be able to teach others. That's what God wants us to do. So people can be better and not so much crying and hate. We all need to have a few more minutes to learn the Word of God and be better ourselves. And help others to get to know Him. I'm very lucky to feel very close to God many times. It's unfortunate that I don't feel like that all the time. I do need to study more. I need to pray more. I need to get closer to God. Thank you for this message. I love you.
Hello, everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we'll be finishing the Sharing Your Faith devotional plan. If you want to leave me a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Spread joy. For some believers in Jesus, spreading joy is a way to share our faith in Jesus will be the easiest thing we ever do. Some of us are just naturally nice and friendly. People might rarely have anything negative to say about us, and tell us they feel better just being in our presence. Let's use this to our advantage and influence them for Jesus by spreading joy. So, how do we do this? First, we consider what we say. When we speak with kindness and gentleness, we draw people to ourselves instead of repelling them. Speaking with grace and compassion is a universal language that everyone understands. Second, we can do something nice for someone. Maybe our coworker is always negative. It may feel unnatural to do something nice for them, but this is the best time to do it. The fastest way to break down a hard heart is by dousing it with a kind act. Third, we choose to do the kind things that bring a smile to someone's face, a compliment instead of a complaint, a handwritten note of encouragement, or their favorite drink. When we do things like these, we're telling them that we see them and that they have a friend in us. People who are joy spreaders are others focused and look for ways to serve and love the people around them. While it comes more naturally for some, we're all called to exhibit joy and make a difference in someone's life. Understand that as we do this, we'll be asked a variety of questions. Why are you so happy? Why do you say nice things to me? Why don't you have bad days? Why do you always have a smile on your face? Why are you nice to everyone? We have an excellent opportunity to evangelize those around us simply by telling them why we have this unexplainable joy. This is our time to say, "The reason I'm this way is because I know Jesus, and He guides my life. Things don't always go my way, and sometimes, life is tough. But, He's with me, all the time, in every season, and during difficult storms. And He died for you and wants to know you." Whether you share your faith through your story, extending an invitation, appealing to someone's intellect, or spreading joy, whatever is your best evangelistic tool, use it. All we have to do is our part. God didn't ask us to save someone. That's His job. We are simply the tools He uses while His Holy Spirit is transforming someone's heart.